Hey, Taro, inside the BobBrandon.com studio, we are unplugged and totally uncut with John Yoo, who's written a brand new book. It's called Defender in Chief. Donald Trump campaigned like a populist in 2016. After his surprise election victory, every liberal-leaning American, not to mention quite a few moderate conservatives, were fearful of his brash style and that it would be a threat against the rule of law and the Constitution of the United States. Now, John Yoo was one of those. But what are his feelings today? He's not afraid to talk about it. Just like BobBrandon.com is not afraid to bring your website forward so that more people can see it and be activated by it. Stop giving everybody else the opportunity to make money off of your website. It's time that you become a leader, and it's your website that's going to be there. BobBrandon.com. He doesn't just design a website. He sticks with you the entire way. BobBrandon.com. We are unplugged and totally uncut with John Yoo.
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. I got to tell you, your book has affected me in the way that I'm one of those people that's always been in the middle ever since this whole thing started. And your book has retrained my thinking process in the way that it's like, I did not know. And I want to thank you for that, because you're answering a lot of questions for us.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I hope other people by now have the same experience you did.
Yeah, because you can't judge this book by its cover. You're going to have to go inside and see that it really is a moment in American history that, I mean, the presidential in line with the nation is something that people are going, what? And then you say, like our founding fathers.
Maybe take a step back from the day-to-day chaos and controversies of the last 4 years and see the bigger picture, to see how the Trump presidency fits in with the history of the presidency, and also to see how the founders designed our Constitution to give the president these independent powers, independent relationship with the people, so they could effectively fight and struggle with Congress, and that the founders wanted this, to fight with each other politically, because they thought that's how the government is actually restrained, and that's how individual freedom is protected.
The book we're talking about is Defender in Chief. Why is it the president is so often accused of destroying the rules of law? But you really kind of just open things up for us to see it through different eyes.
Well, the one thing I think that I really saw when I was working on this was that the left, the progressives, are so outraged by Trump. They're so determined to bring him down. That's really... they're the ones who want to rip up the constitutional fabric. At the same time, they have left Trump the field of protecting the Constitution and defending traditional understandings. It's been remarkable. Take, for example, the different proposals that have come up from the Democratic Party or from the left. They're the ones who want to get rid of the Electoral College, the way we've picked presidents for 220 years. They're the ones who want to pack the Supreme Court and meddle with the judiciary because they don't like the way the cases come out. That would undermine the rule of law. They're the ones who want to nationalize the economy, and the economy is the service of some vague Green New Deal. Right? They're the ones who want to use independent counsels to wage political warfare by using prosecutors and juries rather than the ballot box and Congress. So when you look at it issue by issue, it's really the left, I think, not Donald Trump, that have been upending the Constitution these last 4 years.
Don't you think it's books like this one right here, Defender in Chief, that reaches beyond what the news outlets are doing? Because, dude, I'll go to 7-8 different outlets every day just to try to get a center point of the story, because everybody is saying a different thing.
I hope so. I mean, I think that, and President Trump is not the cause of everything in the country's politics either. He's the result of it, right? He's the result of the faster news cycle of social media, the speed at which everything is happening, the importance of technology and TV, right? And so it can be easy to get caught up to feel like a ping pong ball, going back and forth from issue to issue. So I'm hoping the Defender in Chief gives people the broader context by looking at constitutional history, by looking at what other presidents have done, to understand what President Trump is. And let me also say one thing about that is that the founders, they, of course, understood that presidents like Trump or anybody else would pursue their political interests, that he would fight the independent counsel, he would fight impeachment, because that's in his self-interest, and they would expect that Congress would pursue its own political interests. What they wanted to do is design a constitution where a greater good for the American people would result from all that fighting. So they wouldn't be afraid. They would expect there to be political combat and controversies all the time. That's what they wanted to see.
So in a way, would you say that this isn't a divided nation because of the president, but how about a divided nation because people have lost the education of why we are who we are in this nation?
Yeah, I do sometimes see, when you see the disorder in the streets and the extreme political rhetoric and the attacks, you do wonder if we are at some kind of turning point, the way we were in the late 1960s and the way our country, so that we're losing our agreement on what our fundamental values have been. And part, I hope, in this book is to show that the Constitution does provide some of those values and create some of those institutions which can keep us stable. We should have political fights. You know, President Trump should have his fights with Biden. The Republicans and the Democrats should fight, but it shouldn't be the end of our kind of traditional constitutional order.
I had a Beatles moment with the book. The book we're talking about is Defender in Chief. And the Beatles moment where you really took the air out of my lungs, because it just shows how I thought I was educated enough, but obviously I'm not. The immigration issue. Why don't the lawmakers make that happen? Why is it all on the president's shoulders?
Exactly. I think actually on immigration, President Trump is reminding us that right, we're a nation state. We are sovereign over our territory, sovereign over our population. Every nation gets to decide who comes in and who goes out. You know, we can have our political fights about how many people should come in and what criteria we should choose. But we're a nation. It's President Trump's opponents who I think want to overthrow the normal order of things. They're the ones who say it's somehow immoral to have borders. Every nation in the world has borders. It's somehow illegal for the Border Patrol to do what Congress has ordered it to do and has paid money to do. That's somehow illegal to have a border wall. All those things are within the normal constitutional order. The other thing is, it really, as you say, it should be up to Congress. The Constitution actually gives a power over immigration to Congress. And it was President Obama who created this idea that presidents didn't have to enforce the law at all because they didn't agree with it, who created this DACA program just by choosing not to enforce immigration laws, even though it's his constitutional duty to enforce the law. I thought President Obama was wrong. I actually, though, like the idea of having the DACA program, but Congress has to pass it. And I couldn't believe it when the Supreme Court a few weeks ago upheld the DACA program from President Trump's efforts to overturn it.
Right. The standing up against Mueller, a lot of people, you know, especially those that were reading the media and stuff like that, they took their sides, and it was almost like watching the Super Bowl or the NBA championships. It was you against me and me against you. And all of a sudden we're, you know, and then people are, you know, they're not talking to each other anymore.
And, you know, the important thing about Mueller also is to take the bigger picture look at what was really going on. And to me, what was going on was that President Trump was trying to reestablish control of the American people through our elected representative, the president, over law enforcement. You had people like Jim Comey and his staff at the FBI who thought they knew better than the American people who was fit to be president or not, tried to frustrate the results of the 2016 elections because they think they're somehow independent of politics or they're protected from the politicians. That is the exact opposite of what the founders wanted. They wanted law enforcement to be controlled by the president. It says so in the Constitution, because they didn't believe that there should be some vast bureaucracy that manages all of us without our ultimate control through the electoral politics and through our politicians.
The book we're talking about is Defender in Chief. I love what you say about how he defends the Constitution, because that's going to send people out there to go do their own research and go, oh my God, John's onto something here.
Oh, I sure hope so. I hope actually that people take the time to read, because I try to talk about the way other presidents have run their office too, and how they've managed their fights with Congress and their constitutional powers, and how Donald Trump follows in that tradition, is trying to protect those powers we want our presidents to have, and they have had for many controversies and crises in the past.
Well, once again, people cannot judge this book by its cover. Open the book up and go through your paragraphs, because you lay it out in a really, really upbeat way of eye-opening and basically, you know, leading us forward. There's true leadership inside this book through your words.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Please come back to the show anytime in the future, because I know there's going to be a follow-up book. You're not going to just sit down on this one.
Right, and I hope you'll have me back on. I really enjoyed it. I'm always happy to come back.
Excellent. You be brilliant today, okay, sir?
Okay, thank you. You too.